Well, good morning, or in the UK, I believe it is the afternoon today. My name is Matt Kemeny, and welcome to this episode of Right on Time with Route Smart. So, if this is your first time listening and you're like, what the heck's Route Smart? Let me tell you. So, our intelligent routing and route planning and optimization helps businesses achieve peak efficiency in their operations. For our many clients around the world, we focus on safety, helping them retain drivers, decrease costs, and increase their profitability. I'm lucky to be joined today by Alan Paget and Andy Clues. Alan has 20 years of experience selling software solutions, and in January 2019, Alan was promoted to CEO of Integrated Skills Limited, where he has been in charge of sales and marketing for 8 years. Alan has overseen significant changes at ISL as the company transitions to a new ownership model in 2021 and is developing a new software platform to manage waste and recycling services, which includes an Android-based version of its current RouteSmart Navigator in-cab solution. Andy started working as a cartographer. I love the name of that profession, cartographer, and has been working in the world of waste management for the last 20 years. Since joining ISL in 2008, Andy has combined his interest in all things mapping with his waste management experience, leading the implementation of smart and related solutions in Europe and the Middle East. In 2018, Andy was appointed director of ISL, client service director, and has helped guide the company through its transition to employee ownership. Having worked on hundreds of route optimization projects, Andy knows the value of good quality data and will discuss leveraging the ArcGIS apps to prepare first-class information that is route smart ready. So welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this podcast today. So I'm going to leave it to you. Tell us a little bit about what Integrated Skills Limited is and how you work with RouteSmart.
Well, I'll kick off on that, Matt. ISL's been in existence for over 30 years now. It started as a waste management consultancy business with two guys who were experts in their field doing weird and wonderful things with waste around the world. Projects as far away as Nepal and Sri Lanka and the Caribbean, or Caribbean, I should say, excuse me, and all places in between. And in that time, the company's evolved away from just doing consultancy into more of a software business. Interestingly, way back when, good 20 years ago, one of those founding directors kept getting asked to do route planning for local municipal waste contracts. Please plan my vehicles and how many vehicles should I have and what kind of size. And he used to get maps and red and blue and yellow pens and an Excel spreadsheet, a very big Excel spreadsheet, and try and work this all out. And he was at a waste conference in the US, walking down one of the aisles, and there was this booth. And it is kind of quite a small booth at the time with a couple of people on it. But he saw this software and he looked like Roots. And he thought, oh, I wonder if that can help me. An hour later, he bought a copy of us from a CD of the software. So that was our introduction to RouteSmart Technologies many, many years ago. And we've evolved into a software business with route optimization as central of our proposition. But around that, we have, as you mentioned in the introduction, sort of in-cab technologies, smartphone apps, and back office or technologies and software platforms that enable waste management operations to manage the business efficiently.
So you
I
may.
think that must be, sorry, Matt, just
No, you're fine.
adding to that must have been best part of 20 years ago, Alan,
Yeah,
that
20
Nick
years.
first bought that copy. And it wasn't plain sailing to begin with, I have to say. And you mentioned in the introduction there, Matt, that I like to talk about data a lot, and that's really why it wasn't plain sailing with RouteSmart to begin with, because our target client base just didn't really have, in many cases, the right data to go into the system. And that really is how things have evolved very, very quickly. Data has improved, beyond recognition, to the point now where
where not only are we able to optimize routes using RouteSmart, using high quality both streets data and service location data, but we're able to put that, the results of that optimization, into vehicles, have drivers get the best use of that data, and add to that data through reporting and feedback to supervisors and managers back in the office, which can then go back into RouteSmart again to further optimize and gather that that highly accurate real world data.
When we talk about your clients, what have been some of the biggest challenges facing your clients in this current climate, and how have you helped solve those or meet those challenges?
I will respond by saying the great thing about working with RouteSmart Technologies, being based in the UK, is we can go anywhere in the world, and we do. We've worked with clients, not just mainly in the UK, of course, because we're UK based, but continental Europe, you know, Italy and Spain and in Portugal as well. We've done work in the Middle East, in the sort of Oman and the UAE, like Dubai and Sharjah and Abu Dhabi, as well as the Lebanon, all sorts, using RouteSmart and the GIS technology it's based upon. And each of those has a unique set of challenges in terms of their own business objectives, as well as Andy mentioned, data or no data, as the case may be. So there's some great variety of projects we've worked on. In terms of, like, right now, of course, we are living through a cost of living crisis and fuel prices being sky high. And for a municipality with a 30, 50, 100 vehicles, or waste collection, recycling, street cleansing vehicles, you know, reducing diesel, reducing that fuel cost is key. So, reapplying RouteSmart to existing routes to see if they can shave percentages here and there makes a big difference to that underlying cost.
Okay. We posted it on our social media pages that the average garbage truck gets 2.8 miles per gallon, and they burn through 10,000 gallons of diesel fuel. And in the UK, the gas prices are even higher than the US. So having the right route planning and the most efficient route planning is really paramount to or effective in combating those high gas prices.
Absolutely. And attached to those high gas prices, all that use of that gas, of course, is the CO2 output out the back, which is, you know, when that truck is full and going up a hill, which you shouldn't do. Absolutely. It is pumping in a lot of CO2. And as we speak here in the UK, we are going through the biggest heat wave we've ever had, which everybody's saying is caused by global warming. And we've just posted record temperatures of 40 plus degrees Celsius. Which the previous record being, you know, late 30s, and the average being high 20s, really, 30s time of year. It's incredible. So, you know, reducing carbon footprint by reducing that CO2 output is very important too. And interestingly, Matt, it's so interesting, we've just won a new business in the Middle East with a contractor operating out of the UAE. And even in the Middle East, their focus is on reducing fuel. Yeah, which in
of course.
Last 20, 30 years, it was never an issue. Whereas now, actually, they are thinking about their kind of climate change related targets and reducing costs, because it's becoming a more competitive market in the Middle East when it comes to contractors trying to win these businesses to clean the streets or collect the waste.
That makes a lot of sense. We also talk about the importance of safety in routing. What are some of the things that, you focus on when it comes to, you know, decreasing the number of accidents or.
Yeah, it's widely known that the waste industry is one of the most dangerous, in a sense. The health and safety record is up there with amongst the most hazardous of occupations. And, you know, very pleased to say we haven't had any reports in the UK for a while of fatalities, but they've happened in the past. So planning safe routes is absolutely crucial. So we make use in RouteSmart of particularly things like the single-sided collections to make sure that we're not planning routes where crew have to put themselves at risk crossing major roads and busy roads. Making use of balancing penalties and crossing penalties so that when you plan your routes, you're planning them either side of major highways. And that's all done automatically through the algorithms. That feeds into the in-cab technology as well, of course. So a few years ago, you might well see a driver with a ring binder wedged between him and the steering wheel, flicking through pages of a book, trying to figure out where they had to go next on the route. And now, of course, we've got a device in there that can speak to the driver. It can tell them where particular service issues are. You know, Mrs. Smith at number 19 needs help with her collection. Please get the bin from the back gate. That sort of information is all available. And the drivers can also use that technology to report issues back to the office as well. So if they spot a route risk while they're out on the round, that can be reported to the planners, to the supervisors, mitigation put into the routes to ensure that hazard is addressed and reduced, that risk reduced as much as possible.
I was going to add to that. See, what's interesting about the safety aspect of RouteSmart, it's often applied, in terms of our customer base. Most of our customers, of course, are in the waste and recycling sector, but not exclusively. In fact, our biggest client is in the postal services sector, and it's CTT, the National Postal Service of Portugal.
Right.
And even then, you know, post operatives walking or parking their car and doing a walking loop, it's all about safety as well. So make sure that that is a safe route to do that kind of mixed mode activity. So, and we've worked with clients in the meter reading. And in the UK, meter reading is going door to door, sort of residential property door to door. And again, it's about safety, making sure that then operatives are not crossing or meandering a dangerous road or a road that's too wide. So yeah, the safety angle is important in all our sectors.
I think one of the misconceptions or what people think sometimes about working with RouteSmart is you have to be a huge business, but we really work with businesses of all sizes. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah, one of my favorite clients is the Isle of Man Postal Service. The Isle of Man being a relatively small island in the Irish Sea between Republic of Ireland and the UK. And they, you know, they have their own set of challenges, being, for example, not that many roads. So and quite, well, some serious hill climbs as well. So it's to make sure that the posties can do their job correctly. We've got to manage that. Also, interestingly, places like Bahrain, which actually is an island in itself, and we are on a consultancy project on that occasion, and we were routing their vehicles for a street cleansing and had to make sure that we were, prioritizing the correct streets in the right order, according to the higher echelons of the Kingdom of Bahrain. But Andy, I think you've done a great project. I always refer to this one as my favorite ones, about working in Oman, in Muscat especially.
Yeah, that was a really interesting project and a great opportunity to travel to a part of the world that I've not seen very much. And to say that's one of the things I've really enjoyed about working with ISL in the distribution of RouteSmart across the territories we cover. In Oman, we had various challenges. Going back to the question of data again, it's a relatively relatively small country in terms of population, relatively large country in terms of geographic area. And we were working on a waste management project there, relying on data that was patchy, to say the least. And we had to think quite creatively about how we could actually deploy RouteSmart out there. And it involved lots of site visits. It involved use of lots of different data layers, making use of the fact that RouteSmart is an extension to ArcGIS, and realizing the benefits from the GIS elements of the technology, in order to do some planning of for waste collection. And the service in Oman is not a door-to-door collection. They have communal collection points. Bins will be positioned in various locations around residential areas. But of course, those bins might be in one place one day, and then they might be 50 yards down the road another day, because more likely than not, it's because somebody doesn't want that container outside their property. So they push it down the road and make sure it's outside somebody else's property. Or maybe there isn't a container there at all. Maybe there's just an old piece of carpet on the ground that's been used as a designated collection point. So we were recording all of that kind of information, as well as digitizing the road network to fill in the gaps. I say road network, it was more like a dirt track network in some places. Like I say, we were able to do it because of the way that RouteSmart is built on the ArcGIS platform, and deliver a really, really comprehensive set of results that the contractor out there was able to use as part of their bid to provide services.
Yeah, that's great. It's interesting all the different challenges that some of the clients have to deal with, especially in waste collection. We had a podcast a few months ago where the client had to use these bear-proof trash bins because they were being, the trash cans were being overrun by bears in that area of the United States. And I don't know if you have any bears over there in the UK, but what do your clients have to deal with that are some of the more frustrating or interesting aspects of waste collection?
Well, it's a good question. We certainly don't have any bears. Maybe a few rogue seagulls. but that is, yeah, probably. What do you think, Alan? Vermin is an issue, actually.
I live on the south coast of the UK. Or on the seaside, and it's a city which is a mix of kind of it's got a good student population and lots of apartments, dwellings, things like that, which can't have wheeled bins outside. So there's communal bins at the end of the streets, and students, being as they are, don't always make it to that bin to put it in and put the lid back on. So, there is a frequency of collection issue down certain streets because there are bags of rubbish left outside. Mm-hmm. And the birds and the foxes will attack. So we have a seagull and fox issue here in Brighton, where I live. Going back to sort of the Middle East, there is a heat issue. Mm-hmm. Where, for many weeks or months on end, you were having 40, 45, even 50 degree heat. A lot of the street litter garbage bins have to be emptied on a 2, 3, 4 times a day, especially during their extended holiday periods when people gather outside to do whatever. And there is lots of garbage to be collected in that heat, so there's frequency issues. So that's one of the interesting drivers for using RouteSmart to create multiple routes in a day.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize that, how many different routes per day, or how many routes per day that have to be optimized. That's quite an undertaking.
Sometimes it's 4, 4, 5, 6. Sometimes especially around tourist sites and all that sort of thing. Yeah, all these are the elements that come into play when in creating routes.
So you both were a couple months ago, you visited the United States and Florida and Orlando for Intersect. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and what that was like for you? Let me just preface it by saying the Intersect is our biennial, meaning every 2 years, conference that we have. It was canceled due to COVID last year, but we had it, you know, we had it this year. We plan to have it again, actually next year in Annapolis, which is near Baltimore, at the Graduate Hotel. So that'll be September 25th through the 28th at the Graduate Hotel in Annapolis. But this year's conference was held in Orlando at the Sapphire Falls Resort, which was beautiful. I was there. Tell us a little bit about what you learned, what your experience was, and how you enjoyed it.
Going to Intersect, which I've been to a few now, is great for us because, as you mentioned earlier on, and Andy mentioned, we have our in-cab units. Of course, they're in use in the US through some of the RouteSmart clients. And so, for example, meeting the guys from the city of Franklin, it's fantastic to have the one-to-one chat over dinner or lunch, whatever it might be, just to hear some of their experiences and some of their challenges and their what they think about the future. So to get close to the end user is always a great experience. And at Intersect, it's a great atmosphere. There's a structure to it, but there's plenty of time to free flow to meet up with clients. That's a really good thing for us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that entirely. It's really really interesting to hear from RouteSmart users, across the world. I know there were speakers ourselves from the UK. You had plenty of speakers from the US, of course, and one of your other partners who we work closely with, Best Train in Australia, Jake, gave a really interesting talk as well. And there are common themes that come up, various similar challenges that everyone's facing when trying to achieve great results with high density route optimization. And it's great to hear how different people are rising to those challenges and various tricks of the trade that they might be employing. We can learn from. And as Alan said, catching up with our clients while we're over in the US is great. It's it's only a few hours on the plane, but we don't always get the opportunity to cross the Atlantic, and especially the last few years it's been absolutely impossible. Mm-hmm. Just being able to talk to people in 3D rather than on a screen was a great experience.
Yeah, we have to get Jake on we have to get Jake on this podcast. I was trying to get him to join us for this one, but it's difficult to schedule a podcast when you have people from the UK and from Australia to try to get the time zones correctly. That meets everyone. Somebody's got to be meeting at 2 a.m. for one of those.
we do a regular catch up with the guys in Best Train every quarter, and it's either our early morning or our late evening, their early morning. We have to work around that, but that's
The last one, I think, was we were having breakfast and they were about to go to the pub in the evening. So
yeah. Well, that's the nature of a global solution that RouteSmart is. Because one of the other great things about the Intersect event just gone in Florida, Orlando, was that our colleague Hubertus Krauss from our new subsidiary in Germany was there as well. And the city of Leipzig are a RouteSmart user. We've got a couple of small projects on the go at the moment. They've got a license or two licenses, and we're hoping to expand that footprint in the city of Leipzig, but also a few other prospects in Germany too. So we're here at ISL are very excited about that new business and that new opportunity for RouteSmart. But the other key thing about going to Intersect, and I'll be there definitely next year at Annapolis, is hearing about the roadmap. RouteSmart's been for RGIS, of course, has been around for many years, and there's a replacement for the waste sector on its way. We saw some of that solution in play, and I know it's being developed further with increased functionality and other characteristics too, which is great because our clients have been with us for 10, 12, 15 years, some of them, and we will have them for many years to come with whatever replaces RouteSmart for ArcGIS. So, yeah, that's really important too.
Well, we look forward to, I'm sure there'll be some exciting things to talk about at Intersect next year from your end. This year's presentation was taking full advantage of route optimization with mobile apps and in-cab devices. And, you know, we're talking about, obviously, as you mentioned before, the RouteSmart Navigator, but there's some other elements to that. Can you talk about, you know, the evolution of that and its future?
I said, Andy, I'll just chip in with history if you chip in with the future. How about that? Well, I think as Andy mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, you know, there was a time when our clients would use RouteSmart and then have optimized routes, but print them out on paper and give a folder to the driver to learn the route, which in itself is not a safe way to drive.
No,
so not at all. So to overcome that, we developed RouteSmart Navigator. A Navigator being an in-cab solution, which is specifically designed to follow the RouteSmart route with all of the adhering to all of the street network directions and rules and regulations, and those, and those that you have updated yourself in the street network, so personalized to your organization. And Navigator can absolutely ensure the driver follows that route with all the safety information and the service information.
Yeah.
It was designed many years ago, developed many years ago on a Windows platform. And the world has moved on, of course, quickly. And we are following suit with a brand new and now launched version, which we call Smart Suite Mobile. Mm-hmm. Andy, over to you.
Thanks, Alan.
Passing the baton.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we're very excited about Smart Suite. It's been designed from the ground up, utilizing all of the experience and knowledge we've gained through rolling out Navigator, which has been in thousands. Of vehicles worldwide in the UK and in the US, but as Alan said, the mobile technology market has moved on and continues to move on very, very quickly. We'd gone down the Windows approach because the solution needs a lot of oomph. It needs a lot of power, you know. And at the time, Windows was the only platform that could support that.
Yeah.
Of course, Android now has come on leaps and bounds and has become the de facto operating system for mobile technology. And we have, as I say, developed Smart Suite from the ground up specifically for the Android platform. It's got a back office element to it, which is entirely cloud-based. And that talks directly to RouteSmart through a RouteSmart add-in. So we can get our data out of RouteSmart into Smart Suite at the click of a couple of buttons and manage the data that is allocated to vehicles and to devices out on the rounds for the drivers to make use of Smart Suite Mobile. So we've focused on our experience over the years. We've had focus groups with clients to talk about, you know, what is the functionality that you really need? It's all right, you know, myself, Alan, our colleagues, sitting in a room and saying, you know, wouldn't this be fun to develop, you know, and then cross our fingers and hope people will need to use it. That's no good. We've gone to our clients. We've said, okay, look, what do you actually need? You know, we want to generate and create something here, build something that's actually going to be genuinely useful to people. The drivers are going to find it easy to use. They're actually going to want to use this technology because it's got benefits to them, helps them deliver their job. The supervisors get benefits from it, managers get benefits from it, and ultimately, we're able to realize the efficiencies that we've identified in RouteSmart. And it goes full circle. It comes back to that climate change agenda as well about making efficiencies and realizing them in the vehicles. So we have, as Alan said, we've got that smart suite system live now. Mobile devices are out with a client that's based just outside London. We are talking to a number of other clients about some pilots with them in the north of England and in Scotland. And I'm actually just fresh off a call with a US based opportunity as well, which is really exciting to be getting the word of Smart Suite out across in the US as well. So as I say, we're really excited about where we can go with Smart Suite. We have lots of plans for the future. We've got our mobile version. We've got our back office web service up and running. The our products team are currently testing a trade waste module, which is probably primarily geared towards the UK market, but could be expanded for a more worldwide audience as we go on. And lots of other plans in the pipeline for where we go with Smart Suite.
That's great. And it's great to have such great partners in the UK, like Integrated Skills. So we're lucky to have you over there. And I know your clients are lucky to have you guys there. I have some questions for you guys. These are a little bit fun for you. So this is a lightning round, 10 questions, answers. All right. So texting or talking?
Talking.
Talking.
Okay. Favorite junk food?
Pizza.
Burgers.
Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
No, never.
I wouldn't admit to it if I had.
Andy?
Only in the garden, not when anyone can see me.
Do you like the word dapper?
I like it, but never used it.
Yeah, love that word. I've never been described like it, though.
Okay, my next question, I think I may have to amend. It's how many cups of coffee do you drink per day? So let's say how many cups of tea do you drink per day?
Oh, no, it's coffee for me.
Coffee for you?
Far too many is the answer.
Well, I'm a tea drinker, and I would say I could easily get through about 6 or 7 cups of tea a day.
Now, 6 or 7 cups of tea, that's impressive. My friend, you know, he visited London maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, and I know he went into a pub and he asked for iced tea, and they looked at him like, what are you talking? What's iced tea? No idea.
Especially in a pub. Yeah, not a thing to ask for.
Definitely not in a pub.
Even a cup of tea, hot one would be, I guess, a push in a traditional English pub.
Okay. So if the toilet paper roll is really low but not completely out, do you replace it or leave it for somebody else?
Oh, in my household, it's replaced, definitely.
Oh, wait until it's completely empty. We don't want any waste.
All right. If there's a spider in your house, do you kill it or set it free?
Oh, I set it free, of course. And this is really, really big.
Yeah. Set it free as well, but I have to admit I'd get my wife to do it.
Do you get a lot of spiders over there? Not really. Would you rather wake up to an air horn blowing in your ear every day or wake up and have to run 4 miles every day?
Actually, running 4 miles every day is not a bad thing. So I'd probably do the running, actually.
Yeah, I'd do the running as well, definitely.
If you were given the opportunity to fly into space, given today's technology, would you take it?
Yes.
That's one of those, isn't it? I don't think I'd want to, but I don't think I could turn it down either. So I think I'm a yes as well.
Okay. What's the lamest dessert that people try to pass off as dessert?
Okay, I've got one, but I really like it. Rice pudding.
Ah, oh, it's great rice pudding. I love rice pudding. Yeah, that's a real dessert. lamest. I always think somebody gives me sort of a fruit salad. I love it, but hey, that's so easy.
That's what my wife said when I asked her some of these questions last night. Fruit salad. Okay, last one here. Which ant, and this is my favorite, adds more world, squirrels or llamas?
Sorry, I didn't catch the question there, Matt.
What animal adds more joy to the world, squirrels or llamas?
Squirrels. Squirrels are a difficult topic in the UK. We've got some beautiful red squirrels in certain areas, which add a lot of joy to the world. But the dominant greys are seen as vermin, aren't they? So if we're talking about red squirrels, I'm going for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Red squirrels are indigenous to the UK, and grey are not. But grey are the dominant species, and so hey, go red squirrels. Absolutely. Llamas, huh?
All right, team squirrel. I see. Okay,
absolutely.
All right, thanks guys. I appreciate you coming on and talking about ISL and integration or partnership with Route Smart. It's great to have you as partners with us, and we look forward to seeing you at Intersect in 2023 in Annapolis. We encourage you to download this podcast and subscribe to us. We're on the Apple Store and the Android Store, and pretty much wherever you can get your podcast, you can find Right on Time with Route Smart. So we look forward to our next episode, and thank you very much. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Matt. Been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.